Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely, let's do it.
Today, we're diving deep into a single artwork.
Oh, interesting. Just one.
Yep. It's called Vancouver from Spanish Banks Beach, an oil painting by Graham Watts.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's so special about this one painting?
It really captures this essence of Vancouver, you
Okay,
know.
I'm listening. Paint me a picture. What do we see?
All right, imagine this. You're standing on this beach, Spanish Banks. Sun's warm on your face, a little breeze coming off the water, and right there, laid out in front of you, is the Vancouver skyline.
Okay, I can picture that. Classic skyline.
But it's framed by these mountains, right? The Coquitlam Mountains. So you've got this vibrant city, all this energy set against these huge, almost imposing mountains.
Wow. I can see how that would make for a powerful image. That juxtaposition of urban and natural, that's a theme we see a lot in art.
Totally. And Watts really plays with that. But there's this one little detail I find so striking. Right in the center, there's a sailboat.
A sailboat. What's the significance of that, I wonder?
Well, it makes you think about Vancouver's relationship with the water, right? It's this bustling port city, so much life and movement. And the sailboat kind of embodies that.
Interesting. The sailboat as a symbol of Vancouver's history and connection to the sea. Very cool.
Exactly. And Watts uses this amazing splash of red for the boat's sail, just POPS against the blues of the water and the city.
Ah, the strategic use of color. A classic way to draw the viewer's eye and add a layer of meaning. What do you think he's going for with that red?
It's interesting, right? I mean, obviously, it makes the sailboat stand out. It's like this little burst of energy
Right.
in this already energetic scene.
Right. And it makes you think about the emotions that red evokes. Passion, excitement, maybe even a little danger. Could be a subtle nod to the adventurous spirit of Vancouver.
Absolutely. This whole painting, it's like a love letter to the city, but it's not overly romanticized. You can really feel the energy, the complexity.
And that's what makes it so compelling, right? Because it feels real.
It does.
Yeah.
So much so that it makes you want to jump on a plane and experience it all firsthand.
It does. And you know, that's the beauty of art. It has this power to transport you, to evoke these feelings of wanderlust, to make you see a place, even a familiar one, in a whole new light.
Absolutely. So, as we wrap up our deep dive today, I have a question for you, the listener. Think about where you live. How do the urban and natural environments intersect in your city or town? What kind of relationship do they have?
That's a great question to ponder. Because just like in Watts' painting, the interplay of those elements shapes not only the physical landscape, but also the very character of a place.